Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American countryside.
Easter week is a time Christians celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Shreveport, Louisiana, you'll find someone who knows much about an object that has received much scrutiny over its connection to those historical events. I'll take you to meet them on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It is an artifact that is closely tied to today's observance of Good Friday and Easter.
So it's a very mysterious artifact, relic, some would say. It's a 14.5-foot strip of linen cloth that bears the very mysterious image of a man who has been scourged and crucified in Roman fashion.
Dr. Cheryl White is describing what we today know as the Shroud of Turin.
It shows up in the documented history the first time in the year 1353-1354 in Liray, France. It was in the possession of a knight named Geoffrey de Charny, who actually built a collegiate church there in Liray to put it on display as the burial linen of Christ.
Cheryl is quick to point out that just because it is the 1300s before we have definitive documentation of its location doesn't mean it didn't date to a time over 1,000 years prior.
Forensic study of the shroud itself tells us the environmental journey. We know that at some point in its history, it's been in Jerusalem. We know that it's been in Antioch,
among other ancient locations, and those pollens placed it in those cities before the year 1300. Cheryl was also intrigued by the simple yet intricate image.
I was struck by the contrast between the complexity of the image and having no process today that can produce something like. We can't do this with digital printers. We can't do this with lasers.
It seems the image is a result of a light of incredible intensity that did not burn the fabric.
The hypotheses are the image itself was left as a physical reaction to a spectrum of light that sort of dehydrated the very top fibers of the linen, but captured all of the complexity of the man wrapped in it.
I'll conclude the story of the shroud and the research and teaching connection to this city next time as we travel the countryside. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Max Armstrong is waiting in the wings, but it's Tony St. James and Agriculture Today, straight ahead.
This program's brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,000 off select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com. Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find them online at MonroeTractor.com.
This is Agriculture Today.
Where the pressure points are on you, where the pressure points are going to come for us to not necessarily get the best deal because we're spread all over the globe negotiating every one of these agreements at the same time, rather than a more strategic approach, which would have had the benefit of giving us, I think, a much greater degree of certainty about where we were headed.
At a recent Senate Finance Committee hearing on trade earlier this month, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett questioning U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer.
Obviously, you made a different choice, and I'm just curious about how you think about your response, how you think about that.
So I would note, and I think it's thoughtful to think about the things in this way. If you look at the results of the reciprocal tariff, the Western Hemisphere generally is at the lowest tariff rate. If you look at where we have our largest problems with non-reciprocity and deficit countries, it's mostly in Asia. And so you do actually see pretty strategic outcome with respect to promoting production in the Western Hemisphere as opposed to where we have all this overproduction in Asia that's given rise to our current problems on trade.
I would just say in closing, Mr. Chairman, that's true. What the ambassador said is true, but it still doesn't, I still cannot fathom why we are treating Canada and Mexico, our largest trading partners, basically the same way we're treating Beijing. It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense that we would do it all at the same time like that. And we're going to have to stay on it, which is why some of us have introduced legislation to make sure that Congress begins to take its appropriate role again in making these very important trade decisions.
Moving from trade and tariffs to the Lesser Prairie Chicken, Kansas, Representative Tracy Mann.
This is just another example of a bloated bureaucracy that's doing things that hurt agriculture that they shouldn't be doing. You know, an example is the Lesser Prairie Chicken, big issue in Kansas, to your point, also Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas. The Obama administration had added this bird to the threatened species list. Trump removed it. Biden added it. We're now working to get it removed. Let's just use sound science. And the crazy thing is, if you really look at the population of the Lesser Prairie Chicken, it almost exactly mirrors rainfall. Years that we have a drought, the population goes down. Years that we get good rains, the population goes up. But we should not be impacting our oil and gas producers, also our ag producers, going through all these hoops, all these regulations to protect this bird. Given the populations are actually increasing naturally, and that's what we ought to be focused on.
The Department of Interior pulled the rug out from under voluntary efforts.
So there have been voluntary efforts by producers to increase the population, so that heavy-handed regulation wouldn't come upon them. The rug, you know, has been pulled out from underneath those producers. Very fresh. You know, I got a phone call about a year or so ago from a producer in Southwest Kansas saying that someone, Fish and Wildlife, had spotted a Lesser Prairie Chicken on their property, one of their pastures. And that afternoon, they had to remove all of the livestock out of that pasture and each adjoining pasture as well. It just makes absolutely no sense, these regulations, what we're doing. And what it does, it just adds cost and burdens to our ag producers as they're trying to feed, fuel, and clothe the world.
Is it time to reform the Endangered Species Act?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, it's not just Lesser Prairie Chicken. You know, that impacts Kansas, our district. There is the great sand. There's a sand dune lizard in West Texas. There's great. Well, there are species all over the country that they use unsound science. Many times, the previous administration is not willing to show their work and their rationale for how and why they added these species to the endangered species, the threatened species list. And so we're working to redo the entire process to make sure, one, that we right the current wrongs, but two, that these things can never, ever happen again.
It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. While HPAI continues to devastate poultry production, turkey farmers have been grappling with a new virus in recent months. I'll have the details when we return. Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires, featuring Titan LSW technology, help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full line of tires to fit every application on your farm. Contact your local Titan and Goodyear farm tire dealer today to learn more about LSW tire technology. The relatively new virus hitting turkey growers hard right now is avian metapneumovirus, a disease that first surfaced in the U.S. in January of 2024. The disease weakens turkeys' immune systems, leaving them vulnerable to secondary infections, which often cause significant flock losses. Iowa Turkey Federation Executive Director Greta Irwin highlighted just how severe the losses have become, telling a recent poultry industry conference that growers have reported losing up to 75% of their flocks. Irwin emphasized that although avian metapneumovirus hasn't made major headlines like highly pathogenic avian influenza, it's currently having an even stronger impact on turkey growers. She describes how the virus causes birds to experience prolonged illness, leading them into a critical state where secondary bacterial infections are typically what leads to their deaths. These large-scale losses come without financial compensation, putting considerable strain on farmers who face significant economic hits. The Iowa Turkey Federation is actively engaging with the USDA and the Farm Service Agency to explore possible financial assistance programs. Irwin mentioned that turkey growers are hopeful USDA will consider support similar to the livestock indemnity programs, which traditionally cover losses due to severe environmental conditions. Such programs could help growers absorb some of the substantial costs they're currently facing. Efforts are also underway to address the virus directly. Sunil Moore, an assistant professor at South Dakota State University, told reporters recently that researchers are actively working to create an effective vaccine against avian metapneumovirus. Moore's team is also investigating the origins of the specific virus strains, known as subgroups A and B, that have impacted U.S. flocks over the past year. In the meantime, turkey producers continue to monitor their flocks closely, taking extra precautions to maintain biosecurity and manage the virus's spread. Industry leaders like Irwin stress that federal action and support are crucial in helping producers weather this challenging period. I'll have more when we come back.
Hi everyone, it's your Wyoming County Dairy Ambassador, Izisha Peck, and I've got a question for you. Are you passionate about agriculture and the dairy industry? Wyoming County is seeking an individual, either male or female, 16 or older, to compete for the role of Dairy Ambassador for the 2025-2026 year. As an ambassador, you'll represent the dairy industry, educate your community on sustainable farming, promote dairy nutrition, and support local farmers. This role offers leadership experience and valuable skills you'll use throughout your entire life. If you're interested, please reach out via Facebook at Wyoming County Dairy Promotion or Instagram at 2024 Dairy Ambassador to get an application.
As turkey farmers confront avian metapneumovirus, no formal aid has been announced yet, but the USDA and FSA are actively reviewing their options. Turkey growers remain hopeful that support, possibly modeled after existing disaster assistance programs, could be made available in the coming months. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead, the Ag Radio Net Farm News, and later this half hour, Bill Baker brings us Dairy Radio Now. We'll be right back.
It pays to be a customer owner with Farm Credit East. Thanks to 2024 financial results, customer owners received a record $140 million in combined cash patronage dividends. We're proud to continue supporting farm, fishing, and forestry business owners. No other lender delivers more value than Farm Credit East. Learn more at farmcrediteast.com or call 800-562-2235.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Dairy farmers have been working to increase components in their milk for a couple of decades. More recently, feeding dairy cows whole cottonseed byproduct boosts milk fat, according to new research. Dairy feed supplemented with 15% spinoff from fiber production results in milk better for butter and cheese production. Despite U.S. per capita milk consumption falling significantly in recent decades, according to USDA, Americans are consuming a record amount of dairy and butter and cheese. These products made from milk fat. The new study, team led by researchers at Penn State, demonstrated that supplementing dairy cattle feed with 15% whole cottonseed can increase milk fat concentrated and yield. Whole cottonseed, high in unsaturated fatty acid and protein that cows need to produce milk fat, a byproduct of processing cotton for fiber, according to Kevin Harvatine, professor of nutritional physiology at the College of Ag Sciences. Dairy farmers paid for fat and protein because people eat more products containing those milk solids, not drinking as much fluid milk. That's been the market demand. Over the last decade, they've been selecting and managing cows for producing higher milk fat. But in recent findings published in the Journal of Dairy Science, researchers reported that when cows were fed diets supplemented with 15% whole cottonseed, they produced milk that was 0.2% higher in milk fat, producing 5% more fat per day than cows not eating whole cottonseed. The study, conducted at Penn State's dairy barns, included 16 multiparous cows, cows that have had two or more calves and lactations. Result of the research important because whole cottonseed slowly releases its unsaturated fat in the rumen, the first chamber in the cow's four-chambered stomach. Milk fat in the U.S. traditionally averaging about 3.75%. Now, after 10 years of selectively breeding dairy cattle, that average is 4.2, bringing to the point of trying to do two things: increase milk fat by feeding additional fat, but also keeping up with the cow's demand for making that additional fat. That's what led them to experimenting with different feed supplements, one of them being whole cottonseed.
Quality feed! Margins!
Productivity!
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
For all the cost-cutting discussion, the White House and congressional leaders are talking about tariff relief packages. The tariff was put on hold, for the most part, at least ag tariffs, for 90 days. The talks starting, ag trade groups continue to warn elected officials about the economic repercussions of tariffs, saying that if we set up the infrastructure, there'll be some short-term economic consequences for farmers and ranchers. Programs can be in place to help. That according to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. She told CNN that the administration would be prepared in case of longer-term damage by lining up funds with lawmakers. During a trade war in the first President Trump term, farmers were hit hard. forcing USDA to authorize $23 billion in assistance to crop, livestock, and fruit and vegetable producers. Ag Secretary wouldn't be specific about how much money USDA might need to make farmers whole. Rollins said they had the same team that built the first program under Sonny Perdue. Also, last week, Secretary Rollins predicted that some new deals could be reached on trade tariffs as soon as the end of that week, believing that it would be sooner rather than later. Hearing about new deals being struck, President Trump did make a 90-day pause on most tariffs, leaving a 10% baseline, 25% on steel, aluminum, and auto parts, but increasing the tariff on China.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We've tried to fill this hour with all the news and information that farmers need. Now let's step aside for just a minute or two. Then Jeff Ishii will join us with his On the Farm report when we return.
When it comes to keeping your tractor or farm equipment running smoothly, there's only one reliable choice. Genuine AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Maintain peak winter performance and prepare for spring with genuine AGCO parts, filters, lubricants, and more. There's no better way to insure against costly downtime than using parts engineered and tested by the same people who built the original equipment. Visit JabaFarmSupply.com today to find thousands of authentic AGCO parts for all AGCO brands, including Massey Ferguson, Challenger, and more. AGCO parts from Jabo Farm Supply. Genuine parts, genuine service, genuine reliability.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Which oak grows well beside a river or stream? And what's a great tree to plant on a dry hillside? At the National Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org, you'll find out what tree to plant where. See how trees can add value to your home and cut your energy costs. Go to arborday.org for whatever you need to know about trees.
Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
That's arborday.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has announced the cancellation of the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program. That program has often been described as the Climate Slush Fund. A news release from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says a thorough line-by-line review of the program was conducted, and it became clear that the majority of the projects involved had, quoting here, sky-high administration fees, which in many instances provided less than half of the federal funding going directly to farmers, end quote. Rollins says select projects may continue if it's demonstrated that a significant amount of the federal funds awarded will go to farmers.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website. healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization.
Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Covington, Pennsylvania, WDKC FM 101.5. The second station is located in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, WSLW FM 97.3. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Covington, Pennsylvania, and White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Our pearl of wisdom today says, don't resent growing old. Some people never have that opportunity. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in our Sheridan and Wood Hull for special financing or cash discounts.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
Usually, April series of USDA reports, the monthly crop production forecast, and commodity supply and demand estimates, tends to be quiet. Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer explains some of the details making up the April reports.
We had a hogs and pigs report, and we had a quarterly grain stocks, so we did impose those changes into this WASD.
Yet the X factor within the April world and domestic balance sheets was trade. A reminder from the chief economist that on the day of a world agricultural supply and demand estimate release,
we assume policy in place. So tariffs that China has placed on us in retaliation and the tariffs we have placed on them are assumed to continue throughout the remainder of this marketing year and into next marketing year.
So how were tariffs incorporated into the April WASD? Meyer starts with explaining.
We're incorporating the tariff effects that are in place. We primarily see that in cotton and in pork in these balance sheets.
So regarding the global and U.S. cotton ledger,
this is an interesting effect in that it is not necessarily showing up in our trade in cotton, but overall cotton demand coming back into the U.S. in textiles. China represents, I believe, more than 20% of the textiles that we import, and so that very high tariff reduces our overall cotton demand. So it's having an impact on global cotton demand because we are one of the largest cotton textile purchasers, and China is a significant supplier to that. So we see some of the action from our tariffs on China affecting global cotton markets.
And as for the pork balance sheet,
I would have said that supplies in the hogs and pigs report should have been supportive of hog prices, and yet we made some downward revisions, a significant part of that being trade effects.
With other commodities such as corn,
we didn't make changes to corn, for instance. Part of this is because we don't have any corn on the books to China. We haven't sold corn to China this year, and at the same time, we're two-thirds to three-quarters marketed for that crop.
He adds the full scope of tariff actions are expected to be noted in USDA's May reports, the first covering the 2025-26 crop marketing year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the on-deck circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Hello, CJ Country. It's Dusty from All Around Performance in Arcade, your local Hisun dealer. When it comes to ATVs and UTVs, nothing compares to the toughness and dependability of the Hisun Motors brand, which is why they offer a 2-year manufacturer's warranty on all their machines. Come test drive a Hisun ATV or UTV today at All Around Performance on West Main Street in Arcade, New York. See for yourself why they are the industry leader in quality. See our full inventory online at allaroundperformance.com. And like All Around Performance on Facebook.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're here with Eric Paulson, who is the Executive Secretary of Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Eric, for those listening to us who don't know what Virginia State Dairymen's Association is, give us a little background.
Absolutely. We're a member organization, so we're representing dairy farmers across Virginia, mainly focusing on state level. We do some federal as well. We're a voluntary organization. We're funded by a set-aside program, so our dues are based on what milk prices are. So as milk prices go up, so do dues, but then conversely, when milk prices drop, our dues drop. And dairy farmers like that. They like to feel that there's some skin in the game, that unlike a checkoff where it's a straight level no matter what milk prices are, these fall and raise with milk prices, and our dairy farmers appreciate that.
Where does that revenue go to? What do you support with that?
Yeah, so part of it goes to support our dairy science programs down at Virginia Tech. Part of it goes to support the Dairy Foundation, which has a lot of scholarships, 4-H, FFA sponsorships. And then about 45% of it goes to support VSDA. So that could be anything from lobbying down the General Assembly to our initiatives with milk dispensers in schools, work with education, public outreach.
And also the Dairy Princess program, too.
Absolutely. They're our ambassadors. They are kind of the unheralded heroes of the dairy industry. We have them come down to Richmond. We have them meet with the First Lady, do ice cream sundaes, and do a milk toast with them. And we support them anywhere we can, them and their families.
Tell us a little bit more about those milk dispensers in school, because that's really something to be celebrated.
Yeah, this is something the dairy farmers in Virginia felt very passionately about. We want to make sure kids are having their best time when they're drinking school milk. And what we're finding sometimes with the cartons is that, you know, they're hard to open. Sometimes those coolers get left open a little too long, and that milk's not ice cold. So these milk dispensers use a 5-gallon milk bag, and that milk is absolutely ice cold. It stays about 34 to 37 degrees constantly. So what we did is we've gone to every school district in Virginia, and we're offering them at no cost to the school district that we'll completely convert one school over to milk dispensers. That way they have it there. It's risk-free. They can try it out. They can see the benefits, and then whenever it comes time to replace their existing equipment, they can do that. And we've had some counties where we switched over one school, and then within a year, Bedford County, for instance, in Virginia, switched over 19 schools on their own after they saw the success with that program. In the ones we've placed in 2023 and 2024 so far, we're seeing a 16% increase across the board, as high as 99% for one school outside of Richmond. So when we see those kind of numbers, we know something's working. And the kids tell us it tastes better, and it's because cold milk tastes better. It stays better, fresh longer. So it's a win-win. The schools have less waste. There's less cartons getting thrown away. There's less milk being wasted. We're happy because those are tomorrow's consumers. We want them to have the absolute best opportunity and best experience drinking milk. So if kids enjoy drinking milk now, we're hoping that they'll lead to adults who'll keep drinking, purchasing, and consuming milk.
Anytime you can use milk sales and increase in the same sentence, that's a good thing.
It is. It's nice to see. A lot of times we do things that indirectly increase milk consumption. This is one where we can see a direct correlation. The schools measure the milk for the year beforehand, and they're measuring for the milk a year afterwards. And so we can see nothing else has changed except for these milk dispensers. And so we know we're on the right path. And so we're working with more and more schools. And as one school district does it, the neighboring schools see it, and they want to try it out. And so that's exactly what we're trying to hope for, is let them try it out, experience it. It's new. It's different. We want to make sure it works for them. And that's what we're trying. We're hoping to expand that going forward. Dairy farmers feel very passionate about school milk. We always want to make sure that whether it was trying to get them to use plastic jugs before or cartons, we know that that's a very important part. This is the time we want them to have a good experience. If you have a kid who has a bad experience with school milk multiple times, you can't blame them when they start looking at other options. So we know we need to put our best foot forwards now, and that's something the dairy farmers are saying, hey, we're willing to help out. Use our own resources to help these schools to make sure those kids have that experience. We have some schools like Louisa County, for instance. Those high schools there, those kids are getting 4, 5, 6 cups of milk, and at no cost. They're allowed to do that there, where they're allowed to get free refills. And we see that is extremely vital, because that's one of the things. You only think about a kindergartner and an 18-year-old high school senior are getting the same amount of milk. And so we think there is some flexibility there to let those older kids get a little bit more.
Eric Paulson with the Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside with Feedworks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.
Just ahead, the latest weather forecast. Tony St. James will bring us American cattle news and the closing market report. But first, it's Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Farmers, we know you need a consistent year-round supply of quality bedding materials for your animals. At LVM Materials, we produce quality dry sawdust locally, then deliver it directly to your farm. Sound good? Let's talk. Phone 322-8878 or visit us online at lvmmaterials.com.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
For 4 generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has 2 gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
Peas are rapidly making headway in the plant-based protein sector. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. What started as a seed genetics business in the mid-1980s has evolved into a major player in the plant-based protein arena. Minneapolis-based Puris is betting big on peas. Here's corporate development manager Zach Hubert.
Peas are a great fit for this problem. They're a climate-smart crop. They fix nitrogen in the soil, meaning they add more nitrogen than they consume. They're incredibly water-efficient, preserving a precious resource, especially in the face of changing climates. Peas and other pulses produce less greenhouse gas emissions per pound of protein than any other source. Protein from peas has 6 times fewer emissions than dairy proteins and over 13 times less emissions than beef. And then they promote healthy topsoil.
Hubert says the U.S. grows about 4 million acres of peas, and global production is only 14 million acres. He believes production is a food security issue.
I think the future here is around protein independence. When you look at the world today, some of the geopolitical tensions going on, I think protein independence is going to be the focus of the conversation and ensuring that we have high quality ingredients to feed the population. So this is just the beginning. Opportunities continue to exist to increase efficiency per acre through protein density and improved yields.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
The clock says we have just a few more minutes left of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Then it's today's favorites and the legends on the CJ Country Morning Show. Right now, it's a check of the weather forecast, then Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and closing market report.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports. The lawn mowing season is here. Bucks in Akron has the best mowers for any job. With top brands like Ferris, Toro, and Altos, they've got what you need whether you're a pro or handling your own yard. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 48 months. Visit BucksMotorsports.com. Bucks Motorsports, CJ Country's premier power sports dealer. For today, sunny, high near 51. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 34. Friday, a chance of showers, mainly between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy, high near 67. Currently in Warsaw, it's 33 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. A lot of talk about imports and exports in this time of tariffs. More after this.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Ethan Lane is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Talks imports, exports.
The other side of that is, you know, obviously we don't, with that fat cattle footprint here in the United States, produce enough lean trim to meet the ground beef demand. So what we import, by and large, is vastly just lean trim. About 75%, give or take, of what we import is to meet that lean trim demand here in the United States market. But that's got to be a symbiotic relationship where you're shipping out things you have too much of and you're bringing in things you don't need or that you need more of. In order for that to make economic sense, you know, if people were trying to ship more ribeyes into the United States, that's really not going to be a good fit because, you know, we produce the best ribeyes in the world here already. That's sort of, you know, case in point with the Australians, where we have had a bilateral trade relationship, a free trade agreement with them for 20 years now. And in that time, they have built a market and they have shipped billions and billions of dollars worth of beef into the U.S. market while continuing to stonewall our access into their market. They're now very excited about their Wagyu market in the United States. Well, gosh, we have a fantastic Wagyu market growing here in the U.S. And, you know, if you haven't tried Texas Wagyu or, you know, Wagyu that's being raised around the country or Snake River Farms up in Idaho, you don't know what you're missing. And the Australians are dead set against allowing us to compete in their market on products like that. So, you know, you have to be looking for those areas where it's not an economically viable relationship or that there's a mismatch, and certainly some of those have come to light as part of this trade conversation.
American Cattle News.
Burt's Lumber and Perry has everything you'll need to make the most out of your outdoor living space. Grass seed and weed and feed to make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Mulch, landscaping stones, wood timbers, and trellises to get your flower beds and gardens looking great. And Burt's has lots of pressure-treated lumber and composite decking, plus all the lawn, garden, and power tools you'll need to complete your projects. Hey, summer is too short, so get to Burt's Lumber and improve your outdoor living space. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Orrtown Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Orrtown Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and bodywork, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Wednesday. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street, the S&P 500 in the red at 52.75, the Dow down at 396.69, and NASDAQ lower as well at 163.07. Bitcoin higher, gold higher, euro higher. Over to the energy's futures prices, crude oil West Texas Intermediate May contract, 129 higher on the day at 62.62, June 61.94, and July 61.33. Gasoline higher, nat gas lower, crude oil higher. As we switch over to the grains futures prices, corn May contract 484 and a quarter, 3 even higher on the day. July in the green as well at 491 and 3 quarters, and December 466 and 3 quarters. Soybean higher, soybean meal higher, soybean oil higher. Wheat May contract 5 and 3 quarters higher at the end of the day at 547 and 3 quarters. July 561 even, and December higher at 596 even. Hard red winter wheat May contract 558 even, 5 even higher. July up in the green as well at 572 and a quarter. Spring wheat May 603 and 3 quarters, 2 and a half higher. July 617 even. Over to the cotton, May contract finishing the day in the green 71 cents higher at 65.79. July 66.37 and October in the green as well at 68.26. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle June 202.07, 227 higher at the end of the day. August higher as well at 198.95, October 197.57. Feeder cattle May 284.40, 187 higher. August in the green as well at 289.45. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. That's 800-952-8424.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.